According to the World Intellectual Property Organization WIPO report, companies invested about $466 billion globally on branding in 2011, the latest year for which there are reliable data. And there is a reason for investing this huge amount of money, which accounts for about 25% of all corporate investments in intangible assets, as WIPO Director General Francis Gary explains.
It may be banal to say it, but brands, of course, are an indispensable guide for consumers. They incarnate the image and the reputation of an enterprise, and they are one of an enterprise's most valuable intangible assets, or most valuable assets. And they're important signalling mechanisms in the economy, joining consumers and producers. All enterprises, whether small or medium or large, use brands to commercialise their goods and services.
In the United States alone, says Mr. Gary, investments in branding in 2010 amounted to $340 billion, exceeding the amount the U.S. companies invest in research and development or design. And, he adds, there is an interesting finding in the report.
We think an interesting finding is that while branding investments correlate generally with a level of economic development, we find that the rapidly growing middle-income economies, such as China and India, are investing more in branding than the high-income countries did when they were at a comparable stage of development.
The report also looks at the role of trademarks, which are the most widely used form of registered intellectual property throughout the world. Mr. Gary again.
The number of trademark applications annually, globally, went up four times over the last 25 years. In 1985, there was just under 1 million trademark applications filed worldwide. In 2011, 4.2 million.
The WIPO report also offers a review of how globalization and technology have shaped branding strategies throughout history. Carsten Fink is chief economist at WIPO.
Among other things, the report describes how brands more easily transcend national borders, how there's greater brand diversity, more brands from middle-income countries in particular. It discusses how technology has led brands to communicate through an increasing number of interactive channels and how branding is no longer the purview of companies alone. Increasingly, individuals, civil society organizations, government agencies, nations as a whole, even us international organizations are taking an active approach to branding.
Mr. Fink says the report also looks at so-called markets for brands.
Think of international restaurant franchises or Disney characters appearing on T-shirts, for example. Through markets for brands, companies can generate new revenues without substantial investments in building or acquiring new manufacturing capability. We look at the limited data available on markets for brands to characterize those markets.
The WIPO's intellectual property report examines situations where strong brands make it difficult for other products to enter the market. It is published every 2 years to offer fresh insights into the role that the intellectual property system plays in market economies and to foster evidence-based policymaking. Derek Mbata, United Nations.